Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Praise the Lord, dear saints.
圣徒们赞美主。
Well, this weekend with the college students, we've been enjoying fellowship based upon this song we just sang.
周末和大专生交通到我们刚刚所唱的那首诗歌。
And the fellowship this weekend was taken based on a conference that was actually given in 1971 in Los Angeles.
这个交通的根据乃是在于1971年的一个特会。
And the fellowship from that conference was put into a book.
那个特会出了一本书。
And the title of this book is called The Life for the Preaching of the High Gospel.
这本书的主题就是为了传扬高品福音所过的生活。
It's not just preaching the high gospel.
不光是传高品的福音。
But it's the life for the preaching of the high gospel.
而是为着传扬这高品福音所需要过的生活。
So this morning we'd like to begin with a little review.
早晨复习一下。
Of what we've been talking about this weekend.
周末所说的。
And I think the students maybe at the end of this meeting could overflow some more.
所以学生们在这一次聚会结束可以更多的有涌流。
Of all that we've been enjoying.
已过所享受的都可以分享。
And we could focus our fellowship on these few words.
那愿意我们的交通是专注在这几个词上。
And it's based upon this song.
那是根据这首诗歌。
So what is the first very important word in this song?
诗歌里第一个主要的词是什么？
Is man.
就是人。
And actually, if you consider, there's about four or five words here in this song.
这首诗歌里有四五个词。
That we want to focus on.
是我们要专注的。
Because these are God's focus.
因为这就是神所专注的。
These key words are really a treasure in God's eyes.
这几个重要的词在神的眼中是关键。
So today, you can say, what is under attack?
你说今天到底仇敌攻击什么？
And that is what God desires.
仇敌攻击的就是神所要的。
Okay, if there's a thief,
有个小偷
he comes to steal what is precious.
他来偷的是偷宝贝。
So, if I was a thief, I'd be looking, where's David's wallet?
让他看看我的钱包在哪，没钱包。
But if he was a poor man, there's no value.
真的是贫穷的一文不值，没价值的。
So we know that
不会来偷。
God has an enemy, Satan.
我们知道神有个仇敌就是撒旦。
And John 10:10 says the thief comes not but for to steal.
在约翰十章十节说仇那个盗贼来无非是为了偷窃。
And to kill.
杀害。
And to destroy.
毁坏。
But fortunately, there's another part of that verse.
感谢主，另外还有这个经节的一部分。
The Lord said, I have come.
主说我来了。
That they might have life.
是要叫人得生命。
And may have it abundantly.
并且得的更丰盛。
So if the thief, what is he doing?
所以盗贼来做什么？
He's trying to steal and to kill and destroy.
他在来偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
What is he trying to steal, destroy and kill?
他想要杀害、毁坏、偷窃的是什么呢？
You have to say man.
你要说是人。
Why?
为什么？
Because man is the meaning of the universe.
因为人是宇宙的意义。
Man was created the highest of all of God's creation.
人是神被造的最高的造物。
We saw the other day that God created many things.
我们看见那天神造了许多的事。
And when he was finished, he said good.
他造了那些就说好。
But when he created man,
当他造了人之后呢？
He said, very good.
他说甚好啊。
Man is very good.
人是非常好。
Man is a treasure in God's eyes.
因为人在神的眼中是个宝贝。
Sometimes we don't even appreciate ourselves.
有的时候我们自己都不宝贝自己。
We don't realize who we are.
我们不知道我们是谁。
We are a man.
我们是人。
We are the highest of God's creation.
我们是神造物中最高的。
We were created in God's image.
我们是造着神的形象。
We were created to express God.
为着要彰显神。
We were created to have dominion.
我们被造是为了有管理权。
We are the highest of God's creation.
我们是所有神受造之中最高的。
So man is so crucial.
所以人是如此重要。
Without man, God has no way to fulfill His purpose.
没有人，神就没有办法完成他的定旨。
God wants to be expressed.
神要得着彰显。
But how can he be expressed?
神怎么能得着彰显呢？
Only through man.
唯有借着人。
You can say, what about the trees?
那你说树木怎么样？
I love to go take a walk in the forest.
我很喜欢在这里走森林浴。
I live about 1 mile from Lake Michigan.
他住在密西根湖一里外的地方。
Last Lord's Day, my wife and I, we took a walk.
上主日他和妻子两人就在森林中散步。
Believe it or not, it was almost 70 degrees in Chicago last week.
相不相信上周末70度。
It was beautiful.
这是非常美丽。
The lake was so beautiful.
湖是太美丽了。
We should all appreciate creation.
我们都应该宝贝欣赏这个神的创造。
The Lord put us in such a beautiful environment.
主把我们放在这个美丽的环境里。
We have lakes and rivers.
有湖有山。
We have trees and flowers.
有树有花。
Every spring, I always look in my yard for the first time when the flowers start to come up.
所以他家里有花园，每一个春天都要找那个第一朵开的花。
The other day,It was so warm, I took a look along the side of my house.
所以那天太温暖，他一看看房子旁边。
Sure enough, I saw the first sprouts.
他看见第一个花开发苞了。
I thought, this is amazing, this is February.
我说太奇妙了，二月份了。
But anyway, I took a picture.
所以他照了一张照片。
I always love to take pictures of the flowers.
他总喜欢照花。
Do you enjoy creation?
你享受这个创造吗？
I love creation.
我非常饱爱神的创造。
But sometimes don't realize, man is the highest of all creation.
但有的时候我们不认识人是神创造里最高的。
Man was created as a vessel.
人被造是作为器皿。
To contain God.
来盛装神。
To be filled with God.
被神充满。
To express God.
来彰显神。
To rule and reign, to represent God.
代表神来管理全地。
But we know that Satan...He also knows that man is very significant.
但我们知道撒旦他也认识人是非常重要的。
So, I think today like never before.
今天啊像前所未有的。
There is an attack upon man.
这个攻击在人的身上是越加剧烈。
We should be aware.
我们应当注意。
Brothers, we should be aware.
弟兄们我们应该注意。
There is an attack.
在这里有个攻击。
Upon proper humanity.
攻击正确的人性。
Even today,
甚至今天
there's confusion.
有个混淆。
What is male, what is female?
男女到底什么事都有混淆。
Right? And damaging man.
但是也破坏了人。
In so many ways.
在许多方面。
Through drugs.
借着毒品。
Through immorality.
借着不道德的事物。
And through all kinds of terrible ways,
记得各式各样可怕的事情。
Satan is out to attack man.
撒旦这里猖獗的攻击人。
To damage man.
要破坏人。
To occupy man.
要霸占人。
To possess man.
要得着人。
So brothers, we should be aware.
所以弟兄我们应该警醒。
And even appreciate yourself in a proper way.
甚至要正确合适的宝贝珍惜自己。
We should have certain dignity.
我们应该有某种人的尊严。
I'm a man.
我是人呢。
I'm the meaning of the universe.
我是宇宙的意义。
Satan, don't damage me.
撒旦不要破坏我。
I'm a man.
我是人。
So this last summer,
所以上个暑假
I was with my family.
跟家人在一起的时候。
Every 4 years, we have a big family reunion.
每四年一次家庭大团圆。
I am one of 10 children.
他家有十个小孩，他是其中一个。
And all my siblings were all married. We all have children and grandchildren.
所以他的兄弟姐妹都结婚了，有孩子，还有孙儿孙辈都有。
So every 4 years, we all come together.
每四年家庭大团圆。
And we spend the whole week together.
花一周时间在一起。
There's about 60 or 70 of us.
大概六十七十个聚在一起，团聚一堂。
So you know what? We spent the whole week.Together at a reunion, and there's different activities.
所以当然一周在一起啊，大团圆，我们做不同的活动。
One activity I never really used to participate in, but I tried it this time.
他从来不参加那个活动，但这一次他参加了。
That was making a craft.
那就是做手工。
I made a cup of crafts.
我就做了几个手工小东西。
I got a cup.
我拿了个杯子
I painted it.
就稍微漆了一下
And then you fire it up in the oven.
摆在窑里烧了一下
And I took it home.
把它拿回家
It's not the most beautiful.
虽然不是最漂亮的
But I made it.
但我造的啊我做的
I put it right on my desk.
我就把它摆到我的桌上。
Then I also made something else.
我还做了一些其他东西。
After the summer training,
暑期训练之后，
one of the most significant items in the training was the breastplate.
在训练里最重要的项目之一就是胸牌。
So I was at the camp.
所以我当时参加那个家庭团员的营里的时候，
I opened up the book of Exodus.
我就把出埃及记打开。
And I'm studying very carefully.
我很仔细的研究。
And I made a breastplate.
我就做了一个胸牌。
I cut out a piece of leather.
就是拿了一个皮革。
Put some holes in it so I could wear it.
这个戳些洞，然后我可以戴在身上。
And my sister is an artist.
她的姐妹是一个艺术家。
She was telling me what all the stones were.
她就真正跟我讲，到底每一块石头是什么。
We found these color stones.
我们就找到这些颜色的石头。
And I put them all on there.
都来摆在那。
And when it was all done,
做完了之后。
I put it on.
我就戴上胸牌。
I told my wife, I'm a priest.
我告诉我妻子，我是祭司。
This is my breastplate.
这是我的胸牌啊。
So she took a picture.
所以她就照了一张相。
Guess what?
你看怎么样？
I put it right by my desk.
我又摆在我的桌上。
I made it.
因为是我做的。
I enjoy it.
我很享受我做的。
It's mine.
是我的。
What do you think God feels?
你觉得神造人是什么感觉？
He made man.
他造了人呢。
In his image.
按着他的形象的样式。
For his purpose.
是为了他的目的和定旨的。
It's his.
是他的。
We belong to him.
我们属于他。
Now, if someone took my cup.
要有人把我杯子拿走。
And damaged it.
把它破坏了。
Or took my breastplate.
或把我的胸牌拿走。
And poured black paint all over it.
倒了黑漆涂鸦一遍。
I would be so upset.
我会非常的不高兴。
You damaged my craft.
你破坏了我的艺术品。
Anyway,
但是无论怎么样，
we should appreciate man.
我们应该宝贝人。
Man is God's creation.
人是神所造的。
Man is the highest of all of God's creation.
人是神整个宇宙中最高的。
Okay, that's just the first word.
这是第一个字而已。
Okay, what's the second one?
第二个字是什么？
Christ.
基督。
Man is a mystery.
人是个奥秘。
Even the psalmist said, "Who could know man? Who knows the things of man?"
作诗的人说，谁有人认识神呢？谁有人认识人的事呢？
Man is so mysterious.
因为人非常的奥秘。
Even physically, they're still discovering.
肉身上，今天人还在发现人的奥秘。
All kinds of things about man.
人有各方面，人都是不知道的。
Psychologically, we're still discovering.
在心理上，人还在发掘很多事。
People are then trying to figure out man for centuries.
所以多少世纪人想要认识人。
But man was made to contain Christ.
但实际上人被造是为了
承装。Christ is a higher mystery.
基督是更高的奥秘。
No man has ever seen God.
从来没有人看见神。
But the only begotten Son.
唯有在父怀里的。
Who's in the image of the Father.
独生子他是有神的形象的这一位。
He has declared him.
他将神表明出来了。
So Christ is the mystery of God.
所以基督是神的奥秘。
And Christ is the meaning of our human life.
基督也是我们人生的意义。
Without Christ.
没有基督。
Our life is meaningless.
我们的一生就是没有意义的。
So we have a cup here on the table.
桌上有杯。
It was created for a purpose.
为了一个目的所造。
To contain water.
要盛装水。
Without water.
没有水。
What is the purpose?
杯子有什么意义？
It's nice looking.
看起来好看。
You can put a plant in it.
也可以种植物。
But it was really made to contain water.
但它原先的意义就是要盛装水的。
Man was made to contain God.
人被造就是要盛装神的。
Christ is the meaning of our human life.
基督是我们人生的意义。
Without Christ,
没有基督，
man is empty.
人是空的。
This was all of our case.
这就是我们的例子。
No matter what, you could be filled with evil things.
你不管什么，你可以被邪恶的东西充满。
You could be filled with the best things.
甚至被最好的东西充满。
But without Christ,
但是没有基督，
your life is empty.
你的人生是空虚的。
We were made to contain Christ.
我们被造就是要盛装基督。
Before I got saved,
我得救前，
I was empty.
我很空虚。
I was without God.
我没有神。
I was in the world.
我在世界里。
I was far off.
我远离神。
But the Lord had mercy.
但主怜悯了我。
The Lord called us.
主呼召了我们。
He brought us to himself.
他把我们带回到他自己面前。
And in a very simple way,
很简单的。
He caused us to receive him.
他就是我们接受他。
We heard the gospel.
我们听了福音。
And we received Christ.
接受了基督。
So I don't know what your experience is.
我不知道你们的经历是怎么样。
The Bible says,
圣经说,
it's good to remember.
我们需要回想。
Remember your history.
要回想一下你的历史。
I love to tell my testimony.
我非常喜欢讲我的见证。
And I love to hear the testimony of other saints.
我很喜欢听弟兄姊妹的见证。
Actually, I love to read biographies.
我很喜欢读传记。
Why?
为什么？
It's to see how God has worked within man.
在那里我们看见神怎么在人身上工作。
Every man has his own history.
每一个人都有自己的历史。
Every one of us has had our time prior to Christ.
我们在信基督之前都有我们的历史。
When we were empty without God in the world.
我们在世界里是空的，没有神。
Every one of us has had the Lord's mercy come to us.
我们都是因着神的怜悯临到了我们。
And has given us meaning to our human life.
他使我们人生有了意义。
I'm so thankful.
我满了感谢。
Even day after day.
一天过一天。
The Lord had mercy on me.
主怜悯我。
He came into me.
他进到我的里面。
He became the meaning of my human life.
他成为我人生的意义。
So we all declare Christ lives in me.
让我们宣告基督活在我里面。
He's the meaning of our human life.
他是我们人生的意义。
Okay, then what?
然后呢?
The other word, church.
第三个词是召会。
First, we all were created.
首先我们都是被造的。
But beside being created, we were fallen.
但不仅被造，我们还堕落了。
So we were empty without God in the world. 所
以在世界是空虚的，没有神的。
Last night we took a poll.
昨晚我们在这里。
Maybe we'll do another one this morning.
做今天早上或许再问。
We have all the older saints here.
问这些所有年长的。
How many of us here are sinners? Raise your hand if you're a sinner.
如果你是罪人，请举手。是罪人的，请举手。
Okay, I look like everybody.
好像每个人都举了手啊。
Actually, we know that in the Bible.
圣经里说。
When it came to the matter of sin.
讲到罪啊。
The older ones realized they were sinners first.
是年长的先自己知道是罪人。
Why?
为什么?
Because they had longer time to live and know themselves.
活得久，更多认识自己一点。
When I got saved.
我得救的时候。
I didn't think I was too bad.
我觉得我还不差哎。
Last night we talked about there's good sinners and there's bad sinners.
昨天晚上我们讲到有好的罪人，也有不好坏的罪人。
I was a pretty good sinner.
我是一个还不错好的罪人。
I was still a sinner.
但是还是一个罪人。
But I was pretty good.
但我还是不错的罪人。
But over time I began to realize.
但时间过久了一点。
In the light.
我就在神的光中认识了。
Oh, I'm a sinner.
哦，我是一个罪人。
I need forgiveness.
我需要神的赦免。
I need the Lord's cleansing blood.
我需要主洁净的宝血。
I need to be justified.
我需要被称义。
Approved by God.
我需要蒙神称义。
Accepted before Him.
在神面前蒙他悦纳。
And then be filled with Christ.
然后被基督来充满。
Be born again.
我需要重生。
Be regenerated.
需要重生。
When I first got saved.
我得救前。
I was Roman Catholic.
刚得救前我是天主教徒。
And I was trying my best to figure this out.
尽可能的想办法。
Was this just a Protestant words?
这些重生这个是更正教的名词呢？
So I asked this priest I knew.
所以我认识这个神父。
This Catholic priest.
天主教的神父，我就问了他。
I said I went to Catholic grade school. Went to church every morning.
我说我上天主教学校，每天早晨都上教堂。
How come I never heard about receiving Christ?
为什么我从来没有听到我能接受基督？
How come I never heard about being born again?
我为什么没有听到关于重生这件事呢？
How come I never heard about being regenerated?
我没有听到我需要再生一次。
And this priest looked at me.
这个神父看着我。
It's like I was speaking a foreign language.
好像我说这个外国话一样。
He said, wait a minute.
他说等一下。
Let me go get the older priest.
再往上找一个年纪大一点的神父。
So he went and got the older priest.
所以那个年纪大的神父来了。
Then he told me, tell him.
他就说告诉他嘛。
So I started over.
我就再讲一遍。
And said the same thing.
我说了同样的话。
But I began to realize.
那我就开始认识。
These priests did not know.
因为这些神父们不知道的。 这些事。
This priest, older priest, eventually said,
最后他说
，Don't worry about that.
不要担心啦。
That all happened to you when you were a baby.
你这小做婴孩的时候都发生过了。
When you were christened.
你当时啊，婴孩典礼啊，天主教婴孩典礼的时候都发生过了。
That all happened to you then.
那个时候都发生过了。
That was the first time I began to realize.
那我就第一次开始认识。
It's not true.
那不是真实的。
I got born again.
我真的重生了。
I received Christ.
我接受了基督。
I got saved.
我得救了。
I got regenerated.
我得了重生。
So, this is receiving Christ.
这就是接受基督。
But if you stop there,
你停在那里，
something's still short.
你还仍有短缺。
We were not created as just an individual man.
我们被造不是一个个人。
Last night we saw,
昨晚我们看见，
in Genesis 1:26,
创世纪一章二十六节，
Jehovah said, let us make man.
耶和华说，让我们造人，
in our image.
按着我们的形象。
And then it says, let them,
造着我们的样式，然后让他们，
have dominion.
管理。
So he said, let us make man.
让我们造人。
Let them.
让他们。
Man is singular.
这个人是单数的。
Them is plural.
他们是复数。
So the man that God created.
所以神造的人。
Was a corporate man.
是一个团体的人。
Is a corporate man.
乃是个团体人。
So, when we receive Christ.
当我们接受基督的时候。
We got born again.
我们得了重生。
But, just having Christ alone
只有基督
is not the finished product.
还不是完全那个完整的结果。
We need the church.
我们还需要召会。
The church is the corporate them.
召会就是团体的我们。
God created a corporate man.
神造了一个团体人。
The corporate man was created by God.
团体的人由神所造。
Corporate man fell and rebelled against God.
团体的人堕落，集体背叛神。
And became the old man.
而成了旧人。
So last night we saw there's basically two men.
昨晚我们看见基本上宇宙中有两个人。
You have the old man.
你有旧人。
And you have the new man.
还有新人。
And these are both corporate.
这两个都是团体的人。
And the old man was spoiled.
旧人被破坏。
Was damaged.
被破坏了。
You read the first part of the book of Genesis.
读创世纪一章头部。
About the first 11 chapters.
头十一章。
You read how man fell.
你看见人如何堕落。
Man fell to such a point.
堕落到一个地步。
Where eventually the whole culture, all of mankind at Babel.
就来到了巴别，所有堕落人的文化和总和。
Basically built up a whole society and culture which was anti-God.
基本上那个文化那个建造起来的总和就是要
for their own name,
背叛神为着自己
their, what they could produce for themselves.
他们自己能创造
是什么 they rebelled against God.
他们背叛了神
their whole society and culture was against God.
他们整个的文化和所有的种族都是背叛神的
so what did the Lord do?
所以主做了什么
he began to call out.
他就开始
He called out Abraham.
他呼召亚伯拉罕。
He called out all the children of Israel.
所有以色列的百姓。
Well, in the New Testament, it's the same.
新约里也是一样。
We were here created by God.
我们由神所造。
But we became fallen.
却堕落了。
We were part of the old creation.
我们原来是旧造的一部分。
We were in the old man.
在旧人里面。
We were apart from God.
在那里远离神。
We were not only individually sinners.
不仅个人是罪人。
But all our association was against God.
团体的我们与我们所有关的都是背叛神的。
So what is here today?
所以今天在这里有什么？
Enmity.
所以就是有仇恨。
Division.
分裂。
Discord.
不和谐。
Arguing.
争执。
Fighting.
战争。
Warfare.
打仗。
You read the news.
读读新闻。
Sometimes I listen to the news or read the news online.
有时候看新闻，读网页新闻。
Eventually, you feel, oh, so depressing.
你觉得太令人下沉了。
So, actually, they're wondering if the news is having bad effect on people, giving them too much stress.
他们研究是不是这个是新闻给人太多的压力了，让人有低潮的。
Basically, the news is just a report of what's going on in the old man.
所以新闻就是报道旧人的旧闻新闻。
I don't listen to the local news in Chicago anymore.
我不再听芝加哥本地的的电台了。
Every night's a murder report.
每天晚上都报告谋杀案。
How many people were killed?
多少人被杀了？
There's more people being killed in the city of Chicago than in Iraq.
芝加哥这个城市被杀的人比伊拉克被杀的都多。
There's fighting everywhere.
各处都是征战
，fighting on the earth，
在地上满了征战
，fighting between the races，
种族之间打仗
，between the different nations，
不同的国家跟国家打仗
，fighting within families，
家里都打仗
，all kinds of discord and division，
各式各样的不和谐和分裂。
So what does man need？
人需要的是什么
？Needs a transfer，
人需要一个迁移
，out of the old man，
从旧人
，into the new man，
迁到新人里。
Out of Adam,
从亚当里
into Christ,
迁到基督里
but not just the individual Christ,
不是个人的基督
into the corporate Christ,
而要进到团体的基督里
into the one new man,
进到这一个新人里
What's in the one new man?
这一个新人里有什么
The one new man, there's life,
在那里有生命
there's peace,
有平安
there's harmony,
有和谐
there's love,
有爱
there's love for the brothers,
有弟兄的相爱
Last night we talked about.
昨晚我们说到。
I enjoy being here in Canada.
我很享受来到加拿大。
Canada is more diverse than the U.S.
加拿大比这个美国更多有不同种族的人。
People from so many nations.
从各民各族都来到加拿大。
But we have to ask the question.
那要问一个问题。
I don't know if anyone ever asked you.
有没有人问过你
？What race are you?
哎，你是哪个种族啊
？Okay. If you look at me, what race?
看看我，我是什么种族
？You might say he's Caucasian.
我是中国人。
He's Chinese.
他是白人。
You say, no, that's not true.
No, 不是，那不是真的。
What race are you?
你是哪一种人呢？
We're the called out race.
我们是蒙召的族类。
This is the fallen race.
这是堕落的族类。
This is the called out race.
这是蒙召的族类。蒙神呼召的。
Actually, in the new man.
在新人里。
Christ is all.
基督是一切。
Christ is in all.
又在一切之内。
There is no race in the new man.
新人里没有种族了。
The Bible says there's no Jew.
圣经里说没有犹太
人。There's no Greek.
没有希利尼人。
Right? There's no barbarian, no Scythian.
没有野蛮人。没有。
There's no slave, no free.
没有自主的为奴的。
There's no room.
在这里没有任何的空间。
That all belongs over here.
那些都属于旧人。
So in the church life.
在新人里，教会生活里。
Someone says, "Wow, in your locality, seems like there's a lot of this race or this nationality."
你哎，我看看你这个本地的教会好像看见这种人比较多。
We should say, "Really?"
我说真的吗
？All I see is the called-out race.
我只看见蒙召的族类，没有别的种族啊。
What race are you?
你是哪一个种族
？We're the called-out race.
我们是蒙召的族。
We're in the one new man.
我们是一个新人。
There's no room for your old race.
在这里没有空间让你的旧人存在。
What color are you?
你是哪个颜色
？That's the old man.
那是旧人。
What nationality?
你是哪个国籍啊
？What language?
哪种语言呢
？That's all the old creation.
那都是属于旧造的。
We're in the one new man.
我们在这一个新人里。
Where Christ is all.
基督是一切。
Christ is in all.
基督又在一切之内。
So when we come to the church,
你来到教会
，You can say without Christ. Well, put it this way, without man.
我说没有人。
God cannot fulfill His purpose.
神没有办法完成他的定旨。
Without Christ,
但没有基督
we wouldn't know God.
我们就不会认识神。
Christ is the mystery of God.
基督是神的奥秘。
Without the church,
没有教会
where is Christ?
基督在哪里呢？
The Bible says the church is the mystery of Christ.
圣经说教会是基督的奥秘。
So God desires to be expressed.
神愿意得着彰显。
He desired to be expressed through his creation, his created man.
他盼望借着受造的人彰显他。
But man got damaged.
人得了破坏。
Man became fallen.
人堕落。
So the one man,
所以这一个人
Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督
expressed God in the flesh.
他在肉体里彰显了神。
Jesus is God's, he embodies God.
基督就是神具体的化身耶稣。
He expressed God.
他彰显了神。
In all his living.
在所有他的为人生活里。
In all his work, in all his speaking.
所有他的工作说话里。
He declared God to us.
他向我们说明表明了神。
How about the church?
那教会呢？
Today, the church
今天召会
is a corporate one new man.
是这团体的一个新人。
So if people want to find Christ,
人要找到基督。
The unbelievers might say, "Where is Christ?"
不信主说基督在哪里。
We should say, "Come and see."
你说来看看。
Come and see.
来看。
Come to the meeting.
来聚会。
Come to the church.
来到召会生活里。
The church. The Bible says, "What is that verse we had last night, Dennis?" Godliness. Great.
Timothy 3:16.
Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh.
大灾近前的奥秘，神显现于肉体。
Okay, so the church is the fullness of the one who fills all in all.
召会是那一位充满万有者的丰满。
What is the church?
召会是什么？
The church is the increase of Christ.
召会就是基督的扩增。
The church is the reproduction of Christ.
是基督的复制。
The church is the fullness of the one who fills all in all.
召会是那位充满万有者的丰满。
You want to know Christ? Come to the church.
你要认识基督吗？要来到召会里。
See Christ in the church.
你就看见。
The church is the one new man.
是在召会里，召会是这一个新人。
Okay, but that's wonderful.
那很好。
But it could be a little bit theoretical.
但听起来有点理论化。
So you have to go on in this song.
要继续在这首诗歌里看。
There's another.
还有一个词。
Then it gets very, very practical.
是很实际的。
Where is the church?
到底召会在哪里？
The church is expressed locally.
召会是在地方上彰显出来。
The local church
地方召会
is the new and real family life.
是今日真实的家庭生活。
Where is this one new man?
到底这一个新人在哪里？
Say it's in the church.
你说是在召会里。
Where is the church?
那今天召会在哪里？
The church is very practical.
召会是很实际的。
It's expressed locally.
是在地方上显出。
It's on the earth.
是在地上。
In the different cities.
在不同的城市。
And the church life is spreading.
召会生活在扩展。
So, you should ask yourself.
问自己。
Have you been transferred out of the old man?
你从旧人被迁移出来了吗？
Into the new man?
你进到新人里了吗？
Have you received Christ?
你接受了基督吗？
Is Christ making home in you?
基督是不是安家在你的心里？
Are you becoming the fullness of the one who fills all in all?
你是不是成为这位充满万有者的丰满了呢？
Okay, where is it?
那到底这个是在哪里？
Where is it?
在哪儿？
It's expressed locally.
是在地方上显出。
Okay, so we know.
我们知道。
What we talked about in the beginning.
在开始说到了。
There is an attack.
这里有一个很大的攻击。
Against man.
攻击人。
Satan tries to damage man.
撒旦要破坏人。
Satan has confused people concerning Christ.
撒旦对让人不认识基督，混淆关于对基督的认识。
Leaven the gospel concerning Christ.
对于基督的福音呢，加了教。
And today there's such a battle over his expression, the church.
今天同样的，在他的彰显召会的事上，也撒旦也攻击。
A lot of people are still over here.
很多人还在旧人里。
Trying to practice the church.
想要实行召会生活。
According to the old creation.
照着旧造来实行召会生活。
According to what race you are.
照着你是什么种族。
What nationality you are.
你是什么国籍。
In the city of Chicago.
在芝加哥这个城市。
Is probably one of the most divided cities on the whole earth.
可能是全地上最分裂的一个地方。
Black people go to black churches.
黑人去黑人教会。
White people go to white churches.
白人去白人教会。
Spanish people go to Spanish churches.
西班牙人去西班牙人教会。
This is all the old man.
那都是旧人。
This is division.
那是分裂。
This is discord.
这就是不和谐。
This is just being religious in the old man.
是在旧人里想做宗教的事情。
This is not the new man.
这不是新人。
The new man is Christ.
新人是基督。
Christ is all.
基督是一切。
That's all.
就是这么简单。
There's no room for anything else.
那里没有空间容让别的。
So we're all coming out of this.
我们都从旧人里出来。
Come out of your race.
从你的种族里出来。
Come out of your culture.
从文化里出来。
Come out of your nationality.
要从你的国籍里出来。
Be part of the called race.
成为蒙召的族类。
In the one new man.
在这一个新人里面。
Then where is the expression of that?
那个彰显在哪里？
Right here, locally.
就在地方上。
Church in your city.
就是在你本地的地方召会。
There is a church in Chicago.
在芝加哥有一个地方召会，召会。
And we are part of it.
我们是那一部分。
There's a church here in Toronto.
在多伦多有召会。
And I'm so encouraged with the spreading going on.
非常感谢主在扩展。
In about the last 10 years,
已过十年
in the Midwest area of the United States,
美国中西部
it seems like, wow, just kind of slowly advancing,
慢慢的发往前呢、啊、
going little by little to preach the gospel,
一点点我们传扬福音
but then after about 10 years, you look back,
十年回头一看
wow, we've gone to maybe about 10 or 12 new cities,
我们到了十到十二个新的城市了。
And maybe 10 or 12 new cities have the church life.
那十到十二个城市都开始有召会生活了。
Very practically expressed.
是非常实际的显出来。
And some of them recovered a damaged testimony.
有的是被破坏的被恢复了。
Because we all know.
因为我们都知道。
Satan hates man.
撒旦恨人。
He hates Christ.
他恨基督。
He hates the church.
他恨恶召会。
Matthew 16, 18.
马太福音十六章
The Lord said, I will build my church.
主说我要把我的召会
Right after that, it says, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
之后说阴间的门不能胜过
它 So what does that mean?
那是什么意思
The gates of Hades try
阴间的门竭其所能
to damage the church.
要破坏召会
And try especially to damage the local expression.
特别要破坏召会在那一个地方的显现
Without the local church.
没有地方召会
This is just theory. Where is it?
就是理论。
It's just church in the Bible.
只是在记载圣经里的召会。
Church in the heavenlies.
那在诸天界里的召会。
But no, the church is practical.
不是，召会是很实际的。
One new man is expressed here on earth.
这一个新人是可以在地上显出来的。
There is a place, city by city.
一个城市又一个城市。
So we know, and you all experienced it here.
你们都在这里有这样的经历。
Satan hates the local church.
撒旦恨恶地方召会。
He liked to damage the local church.
他要破坏地方召会。
He liked to bring us all back here.
他要把我们拖拉到这个地方。
Discord, division, fighting, arguing.
不和谐、争执、分裂等等。
We should say no. We will not go back.
我们说不，我们绝不再回去。
We're standing in the one new man.
我们要站在这一个新人里。
We are the church.
我们是召会。
Expressed locally.
彰显在这地方上。
City by city.
一个城市一个城市的。
So next weekend.
下周末。
There's another local church being renewed.
另外一个处地方召会要被更新了。
It's not the church in the heavens.
不是在天上的召会。
It's the church in a very practical city on the earth.
在地上一个非常具体的一个城市。
The church in Mississauga.
就是在密西沙加的召会。
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. 赞美主。
It's not just the church in theory.
不是理论的召会。
It's a church in your locality.
是在你本地的召会。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so this morning,
今天早
we're talking about the local church life.
要说到地方召会的生活。
And the local church is the real family life.
地方召会是真正的家庭生活。
Actually, if you read this book,
你读这本书的话
find out, originally,And even in this song years ago, they say, used to be, the local church is the new and real communal life.
原先在这本书和 原本诗歌写作的时候，地方召会是真正的社
Why do we say
社区生活
communal life?
我们为什么说是社区的生活
Because it's involved with them.
因为是跟这些人他们有关
It's corporate.
这个社会的生活或社区的生活社会的生活
I happen to be... involved in this conference.
当时他恰巧参加了这个特会。
In 1971,
1971年
in the spring of that year,
那年春天
I was already in Christ.
当时他已经在基督里了。
But I was just an individual Christian.
他是一个单个的单独的基督徒。
And I was still roaming around over here.
还在旧人里四处游走。
And I met all kinds of different groups.
他到不同的团体去过。
But I was confused.
那很混淆了。
And I desire for something more.
他希望有些更多的东西。
I didn't know what it was.
我不知道是什么。
And so, one spring,
那年春天
,1971, 71
年
I heard of some things going on in California.
我听说加州有事发生。
And I was from the middle of the United States.
我是从美国中部来的。
And I was a poor student.
当时是个穷学生。
I was 19 years old.
19岁。
So I decided to take the current means of transportation at that time.
当时比较方便的交通工具，我觉得。
Some of you maybe never heard of this.
从来没听过。
But it used to be a very common means of transportation.
当时交通是很多人是这样子旅游的。
It's called your thumb.
就是拇指交通。
So I go out on the highway.
所以我就上到高速公路。
Stand out there like this.
这样走。
With another brother.
跟另外一个弟兄，我们俩。
And people would pull their car up.
人就停下车来了。
Say, where are you going?
你要去哪儿？
We're going to the next city.
我们到下一个城市去。
Sure, hop in.
好，跳上了。
We got our next ride.
啊，又下到下一城去。
So we rode about 2,000 miles.
两千英里啊，是这样去的。
It took us 10 days.
十天。
Anyway.
感谢主。
I wouldn't recommend it.
我不建议你们今天这么做，不要这么做啊。
College students, please don't do that today.
大专生今天不要叫什么缆车是吧
？Actually, today is very dangerous.
今天很危险。
I would never pick up anybody today.
今天你来我都不会把你带上车的，不要。
Anyway,
无论如何呢
，I ended up in Los Angeles.
我结果啊落地洛杉矶。
And I got there like 2 days before this conference.
这是特会前两天到达。
And One brother, I only knew one brother in the whole state of California.
当时在整个加州只认识一个弟兄。
This was the brother who brought me to Christ.
就是带他得救的那个弟兄，他只认识那个人。
Who shared the gospel with me.
他当时在学校分享福音给他。
He was now in this thing called the church.
当时他说他在召会地方召会里了。
In Los Angeles.
在洛杉矶。
The local church.
那是在地方召会里。
I never heard about it.
我从来没听过。
But anyway, I wanted to see him.
我去看他。
When he saw me,
他看到我的时候，
he started jumping up and
down. 他开始跳上跳下的。
I didn't even tell him I was coming.
我根本没告诉他我要来。
I was hoping he'd be glad to see me.
我很希望他很高兴看见我。
But he was very glad.
他是非常甚高兴的，非常高兴。
I didn't know, but the brothers were praying.
我不知道当时弟兄们在祷告。
That the Lord would gather some young people from around the country.
就要从美国全国召聚年轻人。
And we just showed up.
我们当时就出现了。
So I got to be in this conference.
他当时参加了这个特会。
So I heard about I'm a man, I'm the meaning of the universe.
我听到了我是人，我是宇宙的意义。
Christ is the meaning of our human life.
基督是我们人生的意义。
The church is the real communal life.
教会是真实的社会生活。
Do you know why I said communal life?
我为什么说社会生活呢
？Because in 1971,
1971年
，there's what they call communes.
当时人住在这个
all over the place. It was young people living in houses together.
年轻人是住在一起啊，住在一起过这一种团体的生活。
Used to be hippie commune.
以前是嬉皮士的。
But then people got saved.
人民公社，那现在呢
？Then they call them Christian commune.
人得救了，就开始称为基督徒人民公社。
But Brother Lee was wise.
李弟兄很有智慧。
He knew what was going on.
他知道当时发生什么事。
He said, "No, the church life is the real communal life."
不是。教会生活才是真正的社会生活。
So we all need a real communal life.
我们都需要一个真实的这个社会生活。
We were created in a corporate way.
因为我们是团体的被造。
Children even from a very young age.
小孩从小。
They like to have friends.
就想有朋友。
Young people growing up.
年轻人长大。
Even on the campuses.
来校园。
Why are there fraternities and sororities?
为什么有各样的社团在这个大学里面？
Because people like to be together.
因为人喜欢来在
一起。Why are there clubs?
要形成社团。
Even senior citizens.
甚至老人家。
Have groups together.
这个老人社团。
Why? Because we're a corporate people created by God.
因为由神所造，我们是一个团体的人。
We have a sense within we need to be with others.
里面有个感觉，我要跟别人在一起。
But this sense should lead us to the church.
但是那个感觉应该带我们进到教会里。
Fraternities and sororities.
社团。
They're not the real communal life.
俱乐部不是真正的社会生活。
The real communal life is the church.
真正的社会生活是教会生活。
So what is the church?
什么是教会？
The church life is a very practical living.
教会生活是很实际的生活。
So in Acts Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传二章。
It says they continued in four things.
他们坚定持续在四件事上。
In the apostles' teaching.
在使徒的教训。
In the apostles' fellowship.
在使徒的交通。
In the prayers.
在祷告。
And in breaking of bread.
擘饼这四件事上。
So you think about this.
想想看。
What is this?
这是什么？
This is a very practical church life.
这是实际的教会生活。
So you can say, are you in the local church?
你是在教会生活里吗？
Are you in the church life?
你在教会生活里吗？
Are you in the church?
你是在教会里吗？
Theoretically or practically?
你是理论上在还是实际在？
You can ask these questions.
你问这个问题。
Are you in the apostles' teaching?
你是不是在使徒的教训里？
Are you in the apostles' fellowship?
是在使徒的交通里吗？
Do you come together with others to pray?
你跟别人来在一起祷告吗？
Do you come together on the Lord's day to break bread?
主日来在一起擘饼吗？
This is very, very practical.
这是非常非常非常的实际的。
So yesterday we talked about these two, the first two.
昨天我们讲到头两个。
The apostles' teaching and the apostles' fellowship.
和使徒的交通。
Where is this today?
那今天在哪里呢？
Apostle Paul is not here.
使徒保罗不在这里。
Right, the 12 apostles are not here.
这十二个使徒不在了。
But we have the apostles' teaching.
但现今我们仍有使徒的教训。
We have the word.
我们有这样的话。
We have the Bible.
我们有圣经。
And we have the apostles' fellowship.
我们有使徒的交通。
We have the interpreted word.
我们有解开的话。
Not just the Bible.
不仅有圣经。
But we have the Bible opened up to us.
这本圣经向我们解开了。
And the apostles' teaching and fellowship.
使徒的教训和交通。
So very practically, we need to be in it.
所以我们需要实际的在其中。
We need to be in these things.
需要在这些事情。
And Acts chapter 2 says the saints continued steadfastly.
使徒行传二章。
In the teaching.
他们众圣徒。
In the fellowship.
坚定持续在使徒的教训。
And they came together to pray.
和使徒的交通里来在一起祷告。
So you should ask yourself.
你要问自己
，Are you in it？
你在其中吗
？Or is it just a theory？
还对你来说只是个理论
？You say no, no. I come every Lord's day.
你说每个主日都来啊
？I meet with the church in my locality.
我跟我本地的教会聚会啊。
How about this？
那你有没有在这些事情
？Are you in the apostles' teaching？
你在使徒的教训里吗
？Are you in the fellowship of the apostles？
你在使徒的交通里吗
？Where is that？
那是在哪里
？You can say, Are you in the Bible？
你说你有进到圣经里面
？Are you in the word.
你有没有在主的话？你有没有读圣经呢
？Are you in the ministry?
你有进到这份职事里呢
？Okay, yesterday we talked about.
昨天我们交通到。
We all should be in the morning revival.
我们都应该进到晨兴圣言里。
The morning revival is our breakfast.
晨兴圣言是早餐。
You can't just wake up and run to work or to school without eating breakfast.
早上跑学校、跑工作不吃早餐不对。
Breakfast is very key meal.
早餐是最重要的一餐。
So we should all rise up and be revived.
要早起得复兴。
And be nourished with the word.
被主话得滋养。
And get into the morning revival.
要进到晨兴圣言。
And be revived morning by morning.
晨晨复兴。
But probably you eat more than just breakfast.
可能你吃不只吃早餐了。
As you can tell, I eat more than breakfast.
看我可能吃不只吃早餐那么多而已。
I usually have very goodMeals every day.
每天都吃得很好，餐餐好。
Okay, how about your spiritual eating?
那你属灵的吃喝又怎么样
？Maybe you eat breakfast.
吃了早餐。
How about lunch?
有吃午餐吗
？How about dinner?
有吃晚餐吗
？How about snacks?
有吃点心吗
？There's ways to eat throughout the day.
一天里可以吃好几餐。
You can say, "Oh, I work, I work."
你说我工作，我工作。
I'm too busy.
我忙忙啊。
Yesterday we talked about this brother who's a medical doctor.
昨天我们讲了有一个弟兄是医生。
He worked in the emergency room.
在紧急室。
He's pretty busy.
很忙。
I don't know how he did it.
不知道他怎么做的。
But he read through all the life studies.
他读过所有的生命读经。
How did he do that?
他怎么做的
？He was determined.
他定义了，决定。
And just had a habit.
有建立起习惯。
Day by day.
一天过一天。
Be in these things.
你要进到这些事情。
Paul told Timothy, be in these things.
保罗告诉提摩太你们要。
We need to be in the word.
坚定持续在主的话。
So, I asked a question yesterday, I'd like to ask again.
昨天问过，今天又问。
Which book in the Bible are you currently reading?
你现在今天在读圣经的哪一卷书？
You should be able to tell.
你应该告诉我。
I could tell you, my wife and I, we just finished 2 Samuel in the morning.
可以跟你说，我和我妻子，我们刚刚读完撒母耳记下。
And I've been reading the New Testament.
我在读新约。
I'm in the book of Acts.
我在使徒行传。
Okay, so if someone asked you, what book are you reading?
有人问你，你读哪一本书啊？
Which book in the Bible?
圣经里哪一本书？
Do you have a plan?
你有个计划吗？
Are you being nourished?We need to be nourished up with the words of the faith.
我们有在信仰的话上得了滋养呢。
Then it's also good to ask one another.
你彼此问。
Are you in the apostles' teaching?
你在使徒的教训。
Are you in the fellowship?
你在交通里吗？
You know one of the best ways to be in the fellowship?
在交通里最好的路。
Is to go online.
就是上网。
And download some of the current speaking.
下载现今的说话。
I'm telling the saints, this is not a boast, but this is just, I need it. I need to eat.
我不是夸耀，这是我的需要，我需要吃。
Last weekend, there was a very important conference in Anaheim.
上周末在安娜汉有一个非常重要的特会。
I personally wasn't able to go.
个人不能参加。
But I wanted to be in it.
我愿意在其中。
I want to hear the Lord speaking.
我愿意听见主的说话。
I want to be nourished with these words of the faith.
我要被这些信仰的话得滋养。
Be in the apostles' teaching and fellowship.
我需要在使徒的教训和交通里。
Sometimes the church gathers together and watches these messages.
有的时候召会聚集在一起看这些信息。
But sometimes it doesn't work in the schedule.
有的时候时间不允许。
It's not over.
但是还没结束。
Do you have a smartphone?
你有这个智能手机吗？
How many in this room have a smartphone?
多少有智能手机的举手？
Looks like about 70%.
70%吧。
Okay.
好。
Good thing about a smartphone is they're pretty smart.
智能手机有智慧。
You can download.
可以下载。
I went lsmwebcast.com.
你到许多知识站这个 lsmwebcast.com。
You can find last weekend's messages.
你就发现上一周的信息在。
Do you know last weekend's messages went online 3 hours after the message was given?
上周信息。结束是信息说完三小时就上线。
So between the time the messages were given last weekend and before I got here this weekend,
来在这里这一周之前已经听过上周的信息。
I already listened to all 5 of them.
五篇都听过。
You can say, well, you're a full timer, you got time.
你说全世界有时间。
Actually, you know when I did it?
你知道我什么时候做的？
When I was driving in my car.
我在开车时就听完五篇了。
When you drive around.
四处开车。
Traffic in Toronto is about the same as Chicago.
多伦多交通跟芝加哥差不多，塞呀。
It's terrible. So, but it is good for one thing.
有一件好事就是。
When you get stuck in traffic,
塞车。
Turn off the news.
关掉轻新闻。
Turn on the ministry.
要把知识的话放出来。
Get infused.
你就会被充满。
Get infused with the apostles' teaching and fellowship.
使徒的教训和交通所充满。
So,Besides reading the printed word, the printed messages,
印出来的话，主的话和圣经之外，
how can we practice this corporate life?
那我们怎么能实行这个团体的生活呢？
We should get together with others.
跟别人应该来在一起。
Hey, you want to read a chapter in the Bible?
你要读圣经吗？
Which book are you in?
那你哪本书在这里？
Okay, how about what chapter?
那哪一章？
Let's read it together. I'll read with you. I'll read where you are.
我跟你一起读，你读什么我一起读。
He says, I'm not sure right now. I'm kind of stuck.
我现在不知道，现在。
That's okay. How about you read where I am?
哦，你不知道读什么，来跟我一起读，读我读的。
Let's read together.
我们一起来读，好不好？
Or you could say, Hey, I'm really enjoying this book.
我很享受这本书。
The ministry of the word.
这是知识的话。
You want to read a little bit?
要不要稍微一起读呢？
I've been getting together with small group of saints.
我跟一小批圣徒聚在一起。
We read about maybe four days a week.
一周读四天。
About 15-20 minutes.
大概就读十五，一天十五十。
We start reading the life study of Ezekiel.
我们开始读以西结生命读经。
Just little by little.
一点一点的读。
We purposely don't read too much.
我们刻意不要读太多。
We read about a half a chapter.
读半章就够了。
Takes about 15 minutes.
十五分钟就读了完。
And then we close the book.
书本一关。
Have a little prayer.
有点祷告。
Go.
就可以走了。
But we got nourished.
但我们就得了滋养。
And before you know it,
你不知不觉的。
Actually last week.
其实上一周啊。
We just finished the second volume.
我们刚刚读完以西结的生命旅程第二册。
So it seems like little by little, oh, I'm not getting anywhere.
那一点一点好像走不远。
Don't worry.
不要担心。
Just keep going.
只要
keep enjoying.
继续享受。
Keep eating.
进入，继续吃。
Keep feeding.
继续得喂养。
Be nourished.
在主的话上得滋养。
This is the way to really be in the practical local church.
我们就能实际的在地方教会里。
It's to be in the apostles' teaching and fellowship.
就是在使徒的教训和交通里。
We talk about the group life.
我们讲到这个团的生活。
And companions.
你需要有同伴。
And brothers that live in a brother's house.
弟兄们住在弟兄之家。
And students on the campus.
学生在校园。
When you come together.
来在一起的时候。
Sometimes I meet with some of the students.
有的时候我跟学生一起聚。
They tell me, no, I'm too busy.
那我太忙。
So, you gotta eat lunch.
总得吃午餐吧。
I'll come over and meet you at lunch.
我来跟你一起吃午餐。
So we go over at lunchtime.
所以午餐的时候去到那儿。
How about we just read the chapter?
就读一章圣经吧。
Just read and be infused.
读一章就被
Have a little fellowship.
分次了，有点交通。
May read a couple of footnotes.
再读几处注解。
Not too long.
不要太长。
But there's some real building up.
但却有真实的建造。
This is the real communal life.
这是真正的社会生活。
This is the real church life.
这是真正的教会生活。
Then how about the prayers?
好，祷告怎么样呢？
This is very, very key.
关键在。
How can we fulfill God's plan?
怎么完成神的定旨？
He created us to express Him.
他创造我们要彰显他。
He created us to have dominion.
他创造我们要有管制权。
Where can we have dominion?
哪里可以管制呢？
In the prayer,
乃至
prayer meeting.
在祷告聚会的时候，你可以管制。
Do you participate?
你有份于祷告聚会吗？
Or is it just,
还是召会对你来说只是一个理论？
Church life should not be a theory.
教会生活不应该是理论。
The church life should be very practical.
教会生活应该是很实际的。
Last Tuesday night,
上周二
where I live,
我住的地方啊
there's a group of saints,
一般圣徒们
in our district, our neighborhood,
附近邻舍的社区的。
We came together,
来了在一起。
There was about 20,
大概有20个人
in a house,
在一个家里。
Oh, we had such a good prayer.
我们祷告的真好。
We exercised the Lord's dominion.
我们操练主的权柄管制权。
Seems like this is a fight.
好像这里有场仗在打。
Satan would like to tell you, oh, aren't you kind of tired, right?
撒旦告诉你说，好累啊。
I'm so tired.
我真累啊。
Oh, it's a long day.
啊，这天过得真久。
Oh, I gotta work tomorrow.
明天还得上班呢。
I got kids.
我还有孩子啊。
Oh, my kids need me.
我的孩子真需要我。
Anyway,
无论如何
we have to fight.
我们要征战。
Continue steadfastly.
坚定持续的祷告。
Come together to pray.
来在一起祷告。
Pray with the saints.
跟圣徒一起祷告。
Exercise the Lord's authority.
操练主的权柄。
To have dominion.
要有管制权。
And then come together to break bread.
来在一起擘饼。
The Bible says, "Don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together."
圣经说不要放弃我们自己的聚集。
As the custom with some is.
就好像有些人习惯了一样。
Especially as we go on in this age.
特别在这个邪恶的时代。
This age is so against God.
如此反对神的时代。
Like to cool us all off.
要使我们都冷淡退后。
Begin to think, ah, it's not so important.
你说这是不重要了。
But we have to fight to continue steadfastly.
但是我们要征战着坚定持续在这
件事上。And one way is to come together.
一条路就是来在一起。
Come together with others.
跟别人来在一起。
Come together in the twos and threes.
三三两两的来在一起。
Come together in a group.
来一个小组的来在一起。
Recently in Chicago.
最近在芝加哥呢。
We wanted to find out.
要想知道。
How many groups are there really in the church?
到底在教会生活里有多少这样的小组？
So we did a little study.
所以我们开始研究。
And we just start asking around all the saints.
就问所有的圣徒。
Do you have a group?
你有一个小排吗？小组吗？
Where is your group?
你的小组在哪里？
We found out, wow, there's groups up in this neighborhood.
这个社区那个社区有一组。
Yeah, we have groups down here.
南边有几组。
Yeah, there's groups over here.
这里有几组。
There's some groups in Chinese language.
华语有几组。
Some in Korean language.
韩语有几组。
Some groups in Spanish language.
西班牙语也有几组。
Some groups are more focused around the campus.
有的是主要在校园附近。
Some groups more focused take care of the young people.
有些照顾青少年的。
There's all kinds of groups.
各式各样的小组。
So we wanted to find out not only how many groups.
不仅有多少
族 who is in every group?
但到底每一组里的是谁
we take a group, and then we listed 1, 2, 3, all the way.
就是列出所有这个组员是谁
who is specifically in that group?
谁到底谁是在那个组里的
and we began to find out.
我们就开始发现
Wow, there's lots more groups than we thought.
Oh, 我们的组其实比我们想的更多。
And there are a lot of saints in all these groups.
有很多圣徒在不同的小组里面。
The group life is so important.
这个小组的生活是非常重要。
The local church
地方教会
is practical.
是很实际的。
The group life within the local church is even more practical.
教会里的小排或小组生活是更重要。
You know, in the big cities,
大城市
in Chicago,
像芝加哥
in Toronto,
多伦多
the church life should keep growing.
教会生活应该不断的扩增啊。
We should have many, many more saints.
应该有更多的圣徒。
I hope one day we're like the city of Taipei.
我盼望有一天我们像台北市教会一
样。Where we have so many meeting halls.
有这么多会所。
And so many saints,
有这么多圣徒
thousands,
数以千计的
okay? But as the church grows,
但是当教会增长的时候
it shouldn't become where you hardly know each other.
就好像彼此都不认识
It's true, you can't know everybody.
是你不能认识所有的人
And hopefully the church keeps growing.
盼望教会长大到一个地步
How many people can you know?
到底你能认识多少人呢
But within the local church,
但是最少在地方教会里
there should be all the groups.
应该有这个排或者这个群或者这个小组的
we all should be related
我们都应该彼此有关系
in a very specific way.
是很亲切的有关系
Do you have specific companions?
你有特别的同伴吗
Do you have brothers you're related to?
你有跟你有关系的弟兄们吗
Do you have brothers you're close to?
你跟你亲近在一起的弟兄们
Not in a divisive way.
不是分裂的
But in a way of practical building,
而是实际能建造在一起的弟兄们。
Then do you have a group you're involved with?
你有没有你参与的一个组呢
？It should be my group.
应该是我的组。
I love my group.
我很喜欢我的小组。
I have a group. There's about 12 saints or so.
我一个小排大概是12位圣徒左右。
In the group that I'm in.
我所在的小排。
They come to my house.
他来到我的家里。
Every week.
每周周来。
We have very, very practical building up.
我们有很实际的建造。
Very, very practical related.
很实际的彼此是有关联的。
If one of them doesn't show up,
如果其中有一个不出现
we know.
我知道。
Because we're related.
我们都知道因为我们有关系。
So the church life should be very, very practical.
所以教会生活应该是很实际的。
And as the church grows,
当教会增长的时候
we have to really be mindful of this.
我们要注意这件事。
That we can be related to the saints in a very practical way.
我们能够很实际的能与圣徒连接在一起。
Okay, we like to look at this quickly, the outline number 4.
好，很快的看过第四篇纲要。
Maybe we all can read this Roman number 1. It's actually a verse in the Bible.
第一大点其实圣经的一节经节。好
，Everybody got it? Maybe you could read it together. Matthew 28:19.
马太福音28:19.
Let's read it together.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒将他们进入父子圣灵
Okay What should we do?
我们该做什么
If we look at this song
看这首歌
It doesn't stop here
不停在这里
We're enjoying something
我们在这里享受一些东西
We found out man is the meaning of the universe.
我们知道人是人生的意义。
Christ is the meaning of our human life.
基督是我们人生的意义。
The church is the real expression of Christ.
教会是基督实际的彰显。
The local church is the real communal family life.
地方教会是真正的家庭和社会生活。
So what should we do?
我们该做什么呢
？We should go and we should go and tell.
告诉人。
Go and tell.
去。
And actually, is what the Lord
前去并告诉
told the disciples.
主告诉门徒们说
the disciples had this.
门徒们都有了这些
So eventually, the Lord said, "Go."
主所以说你们要去
and disciple all the nations.
使万民做主的门徒
baptizing them.
将他们进入
into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
父子圣灵的名里
So to disciple the nations is to make the heathen the kingdom people.For the establishing of Christ's kingdom, which is the church, even today on this earth.
使万民做主的门徒，就是使外邦人成为国度的子民，为着建立基督的国度，甚至就是今天在地上的教会。
Letter B says to disciple the nations is to preach the high gospel.
所以使万民做主的门徒就是传高品的福音。
So last couple days we went over this.
你过几天我们讲
到 The wire diagram
这一幅这个图表。
Okay, we went over this. We won't go over it again this morning, but
早晨再讲一遍。
Maybe the saints who were here.
甚至们
it's good to practice.
能够这样操练很好。
I'm sure all you older saints, you know this.
你们大概都知道这些。
It's good to speak this.
我们要说这个。
Practice on one another.
彼此操练。
Release the truth.
释放真理。
But the goal is to go and disciple others.
目标是使别人做主的门徒。
Teaching them.
教导他们
releasing the high gospel,
释放高频的福音
so you think how crucial is this?
所以这个是何等的重要
why do we need to read the Bible?
我们为什么要读圣经
is this a rule in the church?
是教会里的规条吗
if you're a good member of the church, you have to read 40 chapters every week. No,
教会好会员每周读40章
it's not a rule.
不是的
but we need to know the truth.
我们需要认识真理
so last night we saw if you don't know what the Bible says, it's hard to preach the gospel.
所以昨天看见你不知道圣经说什么就很难传福音。
So Paul said, grace was given to me for you.
保罗说这个恩典是为了我为了你们赐给我的。
So Paul said, our Savior God's desire is that all men would be saved.
说我们救主神他愿意万人得救。
And come to the full knowledge of the truth.
并且完全认识真理。
Number one, how are they going to be saved?
人怎么得救？
Through us.
借着我们。
And number two, how will they come to the full knowledge of the truth?
人怎么能完全认识真理？
It's through us.
也是借着我们。
Through companions.
借着同伴。
Through the small group.
借着小排。
Through the local churches.
借着地方召会。
Through the church.
借着召会。
The church is the pillar and the base of the truth.
是真理的柱石和根基。
So number one says, we all of us need to study the divine truths in the Bible.
第一小点，我们众人都需要研读圣经中神圣的真理。
And the printed ministry to equip us for the preaching of the high gospel.
按执事的书报以为着传扬高频的福音装备我们。
So we need to be equipped.
我们需要受装备。
We need to know the key verses.
要认识圣经中主要的经节和真理。
We need to know the truth. Then number two.The gospel is Christ, who is the very embodiment of the triune God.
福音就是三一神具体化身的基督。
And he is the one reaching us as the Spirit for our enjoyment.
成为那灵临及我们，为着我们的享受。
So what is the gospel?
福音是什么？
To preach the gospel is not merely to win souls.
传福音不是赢。
But to gain people
更是要得人
from different countries
从各个国家得着人
and put them into the triune God
把他们摆在三一神里面
that they may become the citizens of the kingdom of the heavens
好使他们成为天国的公民为着主国度的建立
for the establishment of this kingdom
Amen.
So you think about we pray week by week for the Lord's move in Europe
周周我们为欧洲的行动祷告
We're praying for the Lord's move in Germany
为主在德国的行动祷告
And for the Lord's move to gain some of these refugees
使主能够得着叙利亚的难民
So we should pray
我们应该祷告
And we should pray for these nations
也要为列国祷告
To be brought into the kingdom
好使他们带到国度里
But we should not only pray for those who are far off
但不应该为远处的人祷告而已啊。
But we should also pray for those who are near.
也应该为着在我们周遭的人祷告。
We should pray, when we get together and pray, we pray for the burdens abroad.
我们祷告为着在远处的众教会祷告。
And we pray for the burdens at home.
也要为本地所在的居家的地方祷告。
Couple weeks ago, the saints went out in the GTCA.
几周前圣徒们这个福音化真理化召会化
We went to a couple cities by us.
那他们附近的召会
Saints went to South Bend, Indiana.
圣徒们就到印第安纳市的叫 South Bend.
That's where the Notre Dame University is.
这是Notre Dame 这个大学的所在地方
It's a very key city.
是很重要的一个城市
And the Saints also went to a place called Peoria, Illinois.
圣徒们也去了 Peoria, 伊利诺州
A small city. It's a headquarters for Caterpillar.
很大很小小城市但是却是 Caterpillar 这个公司的总部。
Okay. Saints up here went to Laval.
然后这里我们去了 Laval, 魁北克。
In Quebec.
Yeah. And, he can speak in tongues, I'm sure. Speak in tongues too, so.
And the last couple of years, Saints went to Mississauga.
已过几次两次我们去了密西沙加。
Now something is growing.
那现在有些东西它在增长。
And the real practical local church life is being renewed, being established.
在那里有更新，开始这个真正的召会生活。
So who's praying for this?
谁在这里为这些事祷告？
Who's praying for those on your campus?
到底有谁为你的校园祷告？
In your city.
在你的城市祷告。
We should pray for what's happening in Frankfurt, Germany.
我们应该为在德国的富兰克林这个。
But don't forget to pray for what's happening in Laval.
但也不要忘记为 Laval 祷告。
Don't forget to pray for what's happening in Mississauga.
也不要忘记为 Mississauga 祷告。
We should pray for the Lord's move abroad and the Lord's move at home.
我们要为这海外跟本地的主的行动祷告。
Okay. Letter C. To disciple the nations is to baptize them into the triune God.
所以要使万民做主的门徒，就要将他们进入三一神里。
Baptism puts the believers into the name of the triune God.
受浸是将他们放进到三一神的名里。
Into Christ.
基督里。
Into the death of Christ.
基督的死里。
And into the body of Christ.
和基督的身体里。
That the believers may enter into an organic union with Christ and his body.
好使信徒能够进入与基督和他身体生机的连结里。
Okay, Roman numeral 2 talks about if we want to go, we need certain qualifications.
第二大点，我要去使万民做主的门徒，我们需要某些条件。
A says that we should be taken to a high mountain.
第一，我们需要上到高山。
The Lord's charge to his disciples took place on a mountain.
主对门徒的嘱咐是发生在山上。
This indicates that in order to disciple others, we need to be transcendent.
为了使人成为门徒，我们就是需要是超越的。
So sometimes we go out in the gospel.
我们有时候出去传福音。
And we look at people.
看看人。
And we say, I'm not sure if he looks like he's okay.
这个人看起来还行，还可以啊。
Or we might think he's probably not open.
那看他大概不敞开。
Sometimes I've thought of people, I look at him, I think, oh no, he's not open.
有的时候看人他不敞开了。
And then I talk to him.
我就跟他谈谈。
I find out, wow, this person was one of the most open persons I ever met.
我发现他是我遇到过最敞开的人。
So I begin to realize, don't trust your eyes.
我开始认识不要信靠你这两双眼一双眼睛。
Sometimes we go out and pass out tracts.
有的时候去发单张。
And we go to hand one.
发的时候
，and people say, I'm good.
有人说我很好，行了，可以了。
Means they don't want it. Means they don't want what you
have. 他就不要你的。
So, what do we need?
但我们需要什么
？We need to go up.
我们需要。
Be transcendent.
上到高山。
Be on a high mountain.
超越到一个高山上。
Don't look at people outwardly.
不要外在的看人。
Don't think they don't need it.
以为人不需要。
One time I was in the gospel trip in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
有时在密西根传福音。
And some of us younger saints went to the campus.
年轻人上了校园。
And some of us who were older, we went downtown Grand Rapids.
老年人到城市去。
And we're out there passing out tracts.
是发单张。
And I began to realize in the downtown area, there were some professional people who were taking their lunch break in their business hour.
市区职业人士吃午餐的时候。
So I see these men walk in nice suits and they're carrying their briefcase and
看人穿西装提包包。
Looked a little professional.
看起来很职业。
And right away I'm thinking, oh, not these guys.
我想这些家伙大概不需要。
But then I started thinking about it.
我就开始想。
Who's going to preach the gospel to them?
到底有谁会传福音给他们呢？
Well, I worked in an office.
我以前上过班在办公室里。
I worked with the guys that looked like that.
我跟这些看起来这样的西装笔挺人工作在一起过啊。
They're sinners too.
他们也是罪人呢。
They're without God.
他们没有神。
They're empty.
他们是空虚的。
They might make more money.
钱可能赚的比较多。
That means they're more empty.
那时候他是钱赚都越空。
They're without God.
他们没有神。
One time I worked in an office right next to another man.
我有一次跟一个人在同办公室坐在他旁边的。
We gave each other what we needed to.
我们彼此交换资料。
But I had no idea what was going on in his life.
我不知道他一生里面发生一些故事。
Later on, I found out.
之后我发现。
He was getting divorced.
他离婚了。
His kids were in rebellion.
孩子背叛。
He had health problems.
他有健康问题。
It was a mess.
一切都是乱糟，乱成一团。
But my concept was.
我的观念就是。
Wow, he's higher in the office than me.
他比我在公司职位高点。
He makes more money than me.
钱赚的比我多。
He's more responsible than me.
比我更有责任。
He seems like, whoo, he's got it all together.
好像是一切都功成名就了。
He does not.
他没有啊。
So how can we see others in a right way?
我们怎么能够正确的看人认识？
We need to go up a high mountain.
我们需要上到高山。
To realize.
才能认识。
Men are without God.
人没有神。
All men need to be saved.
所有人都需要神。
So sometimes we have to go against ourselves.
有的时候要反对自己。
Give them a gospel tract.
要给人一个福音单
张。Share with them.
跟他们分享。
Whether they receive or they don't receive.
人接受与否。
It's good to share the gospel.
都要分享福音。
So the Lord is the one with all authority. Letter B.
B. Okay. 我们需要看见。
We need to see that Jesus has been given all authority in heaven and on earth.
耶稣已经得着天上所有的权柄。
We need to go with the authority of the ascended, enthroned, and glorified Jesus.
我们需要带着这位升天做宝座得荣耶稣的权柄出去。
When we go to the disciple, to disciple the unbelievers, we need to have the faith that we are in the power of the Holy Spirit.
当我们去使不信子主做主的门徒时，我们需要有信心，我们是在圣灵的能力里。
Okay, let's look at number three.
第三大点。
This is very enjoyable.
很享受的这一点。
Is that we could go in a corporate way.
我们能够团体的去。
It's hard to go by yourself.
个人很难。
It's good to go corporately.
团体的去。很好。
The ones who go are the church in a corporate sense.
主前去使万民做主的门徒的吩咐是一个团体的吩咐。
This means we need to be fully built together with others in the practical church.
这意思是我们需要在实际教会中完全的与人建造在一起。
Number two, if we are going to do a prevailing work for the preaching of the gospel, we need to be built up in a local church.
第二小点，我们若要为着传扬福音做有效的工作，必须在地方教会中，就是在实际和确定教会中被建造。
In a church which is practical and definite. Okay, number three, we should not try to be a leader. Instead, by the Lord's mercy and grace, we should be a member built with others in the church.
第三重点，中文请听我讲了，我们不该想做领头的人，相反的，要靠着他的怜悯和恩典，只做一个在教会和别人建造的肢体。
Okay, how about sisters read number four?
姊妹读第四小点。若和别人建造一起，我们所做的都是为了产生造福性。
Okay, brothers, number five.
弟兄第五小点。
Number five, in our work.Okay, let's all read letter B as a prayer.
第二种一起，我们需要 okay,
we need to pray. Oh Lord, I do not do anything but a building. Grant me to be built up with others. Lord, I need the building. I need the wonders. Amen.
Amen.
Do you have the focus on the bottom?
这里有个重点。
Let's read the focus.
请读。我们的生活必须是传扬高品福音的生活，是为着建造召会，拯救罪人，并将他们进入基督的身体里。这需要我们首先与别人建造并配搭在一起，以完成神团体的吩咐。
Okay, I'd like to share one more thing before we stop.
停下前还要分享一件事。
If you look at Romans chapter 10.
看罗马十章。
We all know that God's goal is that man.
我们知道神的目标就是。
Man would have Christ.
人要有得着基督。
And man would be saved.
要得救。
Maybe I drew this for you before. If I did, sorry, you'll maybe hear it again. How can a man be saved?
人如何得救？
Romans 10:12.
罗马书十章十二节。
Whoever calls.
凡呼求主名的
upon the name of the Lord shall be
就必得救
saved. So man has to call.
所以人要呼求主的名
call upon the name of the Lord
呼求主名
to be saved
就能得救
Okay. But verse 14, this is Romans 10:14.
十四节罗马十章十四节
says, how shall they call into, call upon him into whom they have not believed.
若没有信入，如何能呼求呢？
So before they call,
在人呼求之前，
they have to believe.
必须要先相信。
Right, when you believe,
你相信了，
you call upon the name of the Lord,
你才能呼求主的名。
And then you're saved.
然后你就得救了。
Okay, but,
但是
verse 14 says,
十四节
说， how shall they believe?Into whom they have not heard.
若是没有听过，如何能呼求主的名呢？
So in order to believe,
要相信，
they have to hear.
需要先听。
Hear what?
听见什么？
They have to hear the high gospel.
要听见这高品的福音。
The Bible says faith comes by hearing.
信是从听来的，是听信的。
Hearing through the word.
乃是借着听见主的话。
So when they hear, they'll believe.
人听见就能相信。
When they believe, they'll call.
人相信就能呼求。
When they call, they'll get saved.
呼求就能得救。
But there's still a problem.
但是还有个问题。
Say, how shall they hear if one doesn't proclaim?
没有传道的怎能听见呢？
Okay. My experience, I heard the gospel.
我的经历我听见福音呢。
But I didn't hear it from the sky.
不是从天上听的。
No angels showed up in my room.
没有天使来到我房间给我传福音。
A brother.
是一个弟兄。
Another student.
另外一个学生。
I was living in the dormitory.
住在宿舍。
Another student.
另外一个学生。
Brought his Bible,
带了他的圣经
proclaimed the gospel,
把福音传给了我
to me, I heard,
我听见了
I started believing,
开始相信
I prayed, I called upon the name of the Lord,
相信又开始呼求主的名
I got saved,
就得救了
Okay, but then there's still a problem,
那还有一个问题哦
Okay, how shall they proclaim unless they are what?
若非奉 奉差遣怎能传道呢
And then it says, as it is written,How beautiful are the feet of those who announce good things.
如经上所记，传福音报喜信的人，他们的脚中是何等的佳美。
So you know what the key is? Where it all starts?
从哪里开始啊？秘诀从哪里？
Starts with your feet.
从你的脚开始。
You might think, wait a minute, I proclaim with my mouth.
你说我用口传扬啊？
The Bible says, you preach the gospel with your feet.
圣经说传福音要靠脚的。
You know how you preach the gospel with your feet?
怎么传福音呢？
How you preach the gospel with your feet?
怎么用脚传福音啊?
You have to go, you have to go.
要去嘛。
You can read about the gospel.
你可以读关于福音的事。
You can study the gospel.
你可以研读福音。
You can pray about it.
你可以祷告关于福音的事。
You can be supportive.
你也可以很扶持福音的传
扬。You can hope others preach the gospel.
你盼望别人可以传福音。
You can hope somebody's out there proclaiming.
你盼望有些人在那边会传福音的啦。
I'm praying that people will get saved.
人可以祷告得救。
Well, if you want people to get saved, they have to call.
人要得救要呼求。
In order to call, they have to believe.
要呼求要相信。
If they're going to believe, they have to hear.
要相信总要听得见啊。
If they're going to hear, somebody has to proclaim.
要听得见总要有人能传嘛。
And who's going to do it?
谁可以做
？Somebody's got to get out with their feet.
有的人要带着脚走出去。
Bible says, rise up.
圣经说起来。
Stand on your feet.
站住。
So,Last few years, we've been going out with the GTCA.
已过几年，我们有 GTCA 的行动。
And I love to go out in the GTCA.
我非常喜欢跟 GTCA 出去。
Nothing better than go with a group of trainees.
没有什么跟训练学员出去更好的。
Trainees are on fire.
学员都着火上火。
And ready to go.
预备好要去了。
And you just attach yourself to them.
那只要黏着他们。
Go corporately.
一起去。
And go.
就去了。
But guess what?
那结果呢？
That's only 2 weeks a year.
一年两周。
What about the other 50?
一年还有五十周怎么办？其他五十周怎么办？
50 more weeks, which is the majority of the year.
是一年大部分都是另外五十周嘛。
Where are the feet?
脚在哪里呢？
So in the last couple years in Chicago,
已过几年在芝加哥，
some saints began to realize,
有些圣徒就开始认识了。
This is where it starts.
是开始从脚开始的。
It's not theory.
不是道理理论。
It's practical.
是实际的。
Where your feet are is where you are.
你脚在哪，人就在哪了。
Okay, so what does that mean? You have to use your feet.
那就是说你要用你的脚。
Get out there.
出去，去到那。
Okay, where should you get out there?
你应该去到哪里呢？
Well, you can say you are sent. You're sent to your family.
你可以说你受差遣到你的家里去。
You're sent to on your job.
你是受到差遣到你的工作那里去。
You are sent to your relatives.
你是受差遣到你的亲戚那里去。
Your neighbors.
你的邻居那里去。
You know, you think about it. Does anybody here know my family? I think Ron was telling me this morning he knows my brother.
有人认识知道他的家庭，我想 Ron 只有 Ron 认识他的哥哥吧。
Okay, but that's only one of the nine other siblings.
我还有其他九个兄弟姐妹。
Okay, basically, not too many of us really know each other's families that well.
我们大家不太认识彼此所有的家庭。
We've all been placed in our own families.
但我们是被摆在自己的家里啊。
Who's going to go to them?
谁要去到你的家人那里去呢？
And you saints, college saints, are placed on your campus.
大专圣徒主把你摆在你的校园里。
Who's going to go to those students?
谁要到那些学生那里去？
You say, well, we hope the full-timers will.
我希望全世界会来去啊。
No, the full-timers cannot go everywhere.
全世界不能到处都去。
It's your campus.
这是你的校园。
If you want some people to get saved,
你要人得救。
You have to go back this way.
要看一路追随回去看看。
Basically, it comes right back to here. Where's your feet?
最后就看你的脚在哪里。
Go to your classmates.
你要去到你的那个同学那里。
I'm so thankful to this day. Brothers on my floor in my dormitory use their feet. They walk down the floor to my room and preach the gospel to me.
直到今天我还是蛮要感谢我那个同学啊，在我那同一个宿舍那一层里面，用了他们的脚来到我的门口。
There's all kinds of places we should go.
有各式各样的地方我们都可以去。
Don't think, oh,I'm too old. I can't go to the campus.
在想啊，年纪大去不了校园了。
I don't feel comfortable on the campus.
我在校园上感觉不舒服。
That's okay.
没问题。
You got a family.
你有家人。
You got a job.
你有工作。
You got neighbors.
你有邻居。
My wife gets on her feet.
我的妻子，她的脚。
And goes for a walk with our neighbor lady.
走出去，跟她的附近邻居。
Pretty frequently.
经常去有谈。
And is able sometimes to share the gospel.
有的时候她就能够传福音。
So we all have neighbors.
我们都有邻居。
We all have classmates.
都有同学。
We should go with our feet.
应该用我的脚前去。
Proclaim the gospel.
来传扬福音。
Others could hear.
叫人听见。
Believe. Call on the Lord.
相信呼求主名。
And be saved.
而得救。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. We'll stop here.
停在这里。
Sorry, it's a little long.
有点。
But I hope maybe some.Especially the students could respond.
特别盼望你们有些人，特别是学生们。
Something you enjoyed over the weekend.
能够分享这个周末里你所享受的。
Any of the meetings.
任何场一场聚会。
You like to share anything? Just remember younger saints who were here this weekend.
这个周末是年轻的圣徒。
Not everybody was here.
不是所有人都在这。
So why don't you share some of your riches?
所以我们也希望你们能够分享。
But it's also open to all the saints who are here this morning.
也是对今天早上所有的圣徒。
If you like to respond.
想要有回应。
It's good to respond to the Lord speaking.
能够回应主的说话是好的。
Amen. So if you'd like to respond, please come up.
如果想回应主的说话，请上前来。
And keep it short so others can share also.
短一点啊，别人可以分享。